A new treatment for depression aimed at those for whom existing treatments haven't worked has become available in Ireland for the first time. What's known as repetitive transactional magnetic stimulation is being offered at St John of God's in Dublin. Joining us is Dr. Simon Mitchell. He's consultant psychiatrist and head of neuromodulation services at St John of God. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask you, first of all, about the prevalence of treatment-resistant depression? How common is it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's pretty common. Probably about 5% of adults have depression in any given year. But about a third of those have what we call treatment-resistant depression, which means that, unfortunately, they don't respond to the normal therapies like antidepressants and CBT.
So how does this therapy then differ from what's available at the moment?
Well, it's a different modality of treatment. So the usual treatments that we have for depression are talking therapies and antidepressants. But this uses magnetic pulses to stimulate parts of the brain that are underactive when people are depressed. The way it works is that people come in to the clinic on consecutive weekdays for anything from 4 to 6 weeks. And they have treatments that last up to half an hour. And the treatment involves delivering magnetic pulses via the device to activate parts of the brain. It's a very safe treatment. Relatively speaking, it acts quite quickly. So if it does work, you can have a good response or recovery from your depressive symptoms quite quickly.
It's new to Ireland, but has been used elsewhere. How effective is it, do we know?
Well, the studies indicate that, you know, like any treatment, it doesn't work for everyone, but in clinics, up to about 50% or sometimes more than that of people will have a good response, which is actually high numbers considering the difficulty that people with treatment-resistant depression have trying to get remission from their symptoms.
Who's suitable then for this treatment? Because from the way you're talking, it seems as though it's only being offered to people for whom pretty much everything else has failed.
Yeah, I mean, it can be offered relatively early on in treatment. So treatment-resistant depression is when you've failed trials of two antidepressants. So it could be, you know, 2 or 3 months into your the treatment of your illness. And that really opens it up to potentially quite a large number of people. I suppose the only other thing really is that you would need to live relatively near to where you're going to get the treatment because you need to travel every day for the treatment.
At the moment, it's just becoming available in your hospital. Do you see it becoming more widely available? Because it doesn't sound as though at the minute it's going to be there for public patients.
No, I mean, I do see it becoming more widely available. So if you look at what's going on in the States, UK, continental Europe, Australia, you know, the clinics are expanding quite rapidly. You know, we, as a clinician, I would like to sort of promote it because it's effective and because it works quite rapidly. But at the moment, I guess we're starting here in our hospital with a view to hopefully expanding the service. And I do think over the next 5-10 years, it could be available more widely in the country. I know there are people trying to do it in other parts of Ireland, including a colleague in the HSE who's trying to set something up.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us on the line to tell us about it. That was Dr. Simon Mitchell there from St. John of God's Hospital in Dublin.